Daddy said it was on that wagon seat with the spring. We usually sit on the benches in the back. But that was all that come with it then, except there would be a board. You know, it'd have a plank about this big all the way around it, don't you see? But then there would be another one about this big, would be up on top. So when they haul corn or anything, it would be given twice that much room. Because when we'd ride in it, it would just be the one. He'd take that off. I don't know what that was called, though. You know.
Now, on a buggy, the things that the traces came back mm-hmm. to in order to hook onto mm-hmm. is the what? You know, the traces came back and they borrow wood.
Mm-hmm.
You know what?
I know what you're talking about. It was about this long and it would work.
Yeah, and on a wagon, you had two horses.
You had a single tree.
Uh-huh.
That a double tree and a single tree.
Yeah.
To a wagon. And right. That was, I don't know what that was called.
And the wheel now, the inside, the wheel was the hub.
Mm-hmm. And spokes.
And then that spokes went into the...
To the rim.
Uh-huh. And then you had a metal...
Mm-hmm. On the top of that. The metal was the rim.
Uh-huh.
The hub was the rim, and then the spokes, and then I reckon you just call both of that, the wood and the metal, the rim, I reckon, of it. Mm-hmm.
You had that wood, which would, when it got dry, and you know, it didn't have any rain for a
time, uh-huh. Yeah, they would get out, wouldn't they? They'd get loose, and you'd pull it down in a pool to...
Yeah, my grandfather used to tell me about that.
Yeah, put it down the pool until it, soaked up enough water to get them back in solid, right, spokes. Spokes was in the buggy. The buggy wheel had spokes to it, don't you see? Well, now I tell you, my husband and I, we drove double to the buggy a lot because we went in the mud when we go back out there to visit after we met. We drove double a lot. We had a tongue to a buggy. You know, but it was, of course, it was little. It wasn't like a wagon.
What was the farthest y'all would go, say, in a wagon or a buggy?
I tell you, the farthest I ever remember going, it was a year after my mother died. We lived out here, nearly to Mabin, and we went over here to Phoebe in this wagon, my daddy and the sister. The oldest sister I had, she was keeping home. We went in the summer before my daddy started to work in the fall that the year he was killed. Well, we went in the wagon. There was about five of us, I reckon. Five or six of us, four or five, somewhere along. We went from there to there, and I remember it seemed to me like we would never get there. Cedar Bluff, over here out from Phoebe, that's where this aunt of mine, Aunt Lou, that I was named after, and her husband was in the war, and he didn't have but one leg, and he had a peg leg, and I remember that old man so well, you know. But they had the post office.
Wait a minute, what war was he in?
Huh?
What war was he in?
I don't know, but he's bound to have been in Spanish-American, I reckon. It was, because it was long, but I left to go over there. They had no children, and they had the post office and a country store. And I remember that we would have the best time we'd go there. We'd just have so much good things to eat, you know. And that's the longest I remember going in that wagon, except going to Starkville. That was a long way in a wagon.
Starkville was it?
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute, we're only but 2 miles here from Starkville.
No, that's when I lived out there.
Oh.
15 miles, 15 to 18 miles. That's when I lived with my brother-in-law. No, we just... As the crow flies, we're a mile from here to courthouse, if we could go straight. But we either got to go that way or that way. See, if you go this road, instead of coming here, if you go this way, you'll hit 82.
You're actually in the city limits then.
We pay taxes on 400 or 600 feet down here.